Blue Water Sand Fest at the Fort Gratiot Light Station. Joining us right now from the Friends of the Fort Gratiot Light, Dave Brooks. Dave, good morning.
Good morning, Paul, and to all your loyal listeners, good morning.
What a great weather forecast for this week, huh?
Oh, yeah. Well, we're happy that once again this year we put you in charge of the weather, so you're coming through for us.
All right. Well, I did what I could. I mean, it's going to be sunny and warm right through the weekend. Fantastic.
Yes, we're loving that.
Yeah. So tell us a little bit about Sand Fest this year.
Well, you know, the sand starts to get delivered this morning in about 20 minutes from now. Our first load of 550 tons of sand.
Wow.
Once again, from Mid-Michigan Materials up in Jeddo, arrives at the Fort Gratiot Light Station County Park. A couple things that are new this year that we're really excited about. We always try and add a little to the mix. So this year we have an advanced amateurs double competition. So we've got three teams of doubles in the advanced amateur category competing for best in show up at the light station.
Nice. So
we'll also have 8 advanced amateurs doing solos and 7 masters doing their solos.
And these people come from all over, don't they?
Yep, all over the world. So this year it's primarily North America, Canada. So, but yep, they start rolling in tomorrow.
It's amazing to watch what they do. Now, when do they start their sculpting?
Well, they're going to, the masters and a few advanced amateurs start sculpting our welcome sculpture, which they call a group carve, tomorrow. So they'll be sculpting that starting tomorrow. The masters actually start what they call a pound up on Thursday, late afternoon, early evening, to get a jump on building up the height of their sand sculpture they're going to start on. And then they start sculpting, all of them start sculpting on Friday morning.
I think the neat thing about Sandfest is that no matter when you visit during the weekend, you're going to see something different, whether it's on Friday when they're just getting started, Saturday when you can really start to see things take shape, and then on Sunday, you get to see the finished product.
Oh, absolutely. Sunday is really when they put on the precise finishing touches on their sculptures. But like you say, Paul, during that three-day period, there's music, live music going on all day. We'll have our Lighthouse Beer Garden there again this year. A kids zone so the kids can practice and have some fun in the same sand that the sculptors are using. And we also have this year an amateur competition, which we've had every year. We have some plots still available. People can stop in at the park on Friday from, we open at 10 a.m., open till 8 p.m., so they can register then, or Saturday morning from 9 to 9:45. So we've still got plots available. You don't have to be super in the sand to come out and have a good time with that. And we have 4 solo categories for that. Children up to 8 years of age, children 9 to 12, 13 to 17, and then adults 18 and over. And we also have 2 team competitions. Those are family groups or businesses, and those are a max of 6 people in those. So yeah. Local businesses can get in on the fun as well.
Sure, absolutely. How much are tickets and where do you get them?
Tickets are $6 a piece, and you can buy them at the gate, pay that gate price of $6, or you can go to Eventbrite and purchase them online. There's a surcharge with that Eventbrite gets, but we're charging $6 again for admission, and kids 4 and under are free. And again this year, Stifel is sponsoring our Heroes and Educators Day. That's Friday all day long. So first responders, veterans, and educators get in free with valid ID. So we hope Fantastic. To have a good turnout from them.
Of course, this is a big fundraiser for the Friends of the Fort Gratiot Light, the organization that takes care of the Fort Gratiot Lighthouse and the property around there. How are things going there?
Great. We actually, this year, for the first time, we're going to have the south end of the duplex, historic duplex building open. The museum will have a couple of docents in there. We've finished off 4 rooms in there now, and they've actually got period-correct furniture in them. And so the docents will be in there giving people basically a mini tour, and that's free of charge. As long as you pay the ticket price to come in, all visitors can go in, and we hope you do to see what Sandfest has done over the past few years to raise those funds and create those projects.
And people will also be able to tour the lighthouse itself?
Yes. Yep. The museum is running Tower Climb again this year, and I think it's $5. That's a separate charge to the museum.
Fantastic. What are the hours for Sandfest?
Let's see. Friday and Saturday, we open at 10 a.m., close at 8 p.m. Okay. And Sunday, we open at 10 a.m. and close at 4 p.m. So the Blue Water Area Transit is providing shuttle service again this year, and people can park either at Hollingwood School or at the Welcome Center at SC4 and ride the shuttle for free there and back to their cars.
So that's a great way to do it.
And they'll be running an hour after we close every day.
Okay, fantastic. Well, again, the weather's going to be great. It's going to be a lot of fun, Sandfest, this weekend. We can't wait.
Oh, yeah, it's coming. It's going to be a riot.
Dave, you mentioned all the tons of sand that are being delivered today. At the end of the weekend, when it's all done, what happens to all that sand?
You know, the sculptors all take down their sculptures right after we close on Sunday, and they blast them with water. They try and cut different features into them that they were maybe concerned they couldn't do. And then that sand Monday leaves. The county has that moved up to, I think it's going to go again to Fort Gratiot County Park. So they've had some real erosion issues.
Yeah, they can use it for sure. Yep. Yeah, that works out very well.
Yeah. So, and I want to remind people, even though the weather looks great right now, a little bit of rain doesn't hurt us. It actually helps the sculptures. Wind is the thing that really damages them because it dries them out.
Right.
So, and we've had some strong winds lately. So yeah, hopefully
for sure.
That'll settle.
Keep the winds down, a little bit of rain, and bring everybody out because it's going to be a lot of fun.
It sure will.
We'll see you there. Dave, thanks a lot for stopping by.
Thank you, Paul.